You're listening to Grow Great, the podcast. Grow yourself, grow others, and make a difference. It's the season-ending episode for 2020. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Today is Wednesday, December the 23rd, 2020, the year of the pandemic. This is the final episode of the year. Happy holidays to you and yours. Hope everyone is safe and doing well. Let's end by talking just a little bit about growing yourself, growing others, and making a positive difference in the world. Van is a manager, experienced. Being a boss, that's important to Van. He enjoys having people answer to him. Beth, she's also a manager, inexperienced as a manager. She never thinks about being boss. She's busy helping her direct reports do better. Based only on this information, which one do you think is making a difference? A positive difference. Yeah, of course. Right. We all in unison are saying, Beth, Beth, and we would be correct. We would be correct. If we could all just so easily see this, then why do you wonder, why can't Van see this? You know, we're prone to think if only Van could see that it really is not about being the boss. But I've already told you that's what Van really enjoys. He enjoys being the boss. And that's an understatement, really, because it's what he enjoys most, being the boss, because that's what really matters to Van, that his direct reports, that they come to him for all of their choices, all of their decisions, and it permeates everything that Van does. We lead people. We manage the work. That's my viewpoint. Not everybody agrees with that. Van doesn't agree with that. He believes in managing people. And as for the work, well, if it's done well, then Van is going to be very quick to take the credit for it. And if it doesn't go well, then Van figures, you know, he's got both bases covered because now he can distance himself from the result because he can blame these people. All of his bases, they're covered. Seems ingenious, except for the fact that it's really, really, really ineffective. I grew up in my business leadership childhood admiring people like Jack Welch of GE, Andy Grove of Intel, Sam Walton of Walmart, Robert Townsend of Avis, Fred Smith of FedEx, CEOs and founders who built great organizations. They always topped my list. Now, I would study other people. I would study people like the famed tyrant, Harold Janine, who could achieve financial success through his tyranny. But you know what I would always wonder? I would always wonder if Harold Janine, who built the conglomerate that was ITT, how much more successful could he and other people like him, could they have been if they had grown themselves, their people, and they would have worked hard to have a more positive influence on other people. You know, it makes you wonder, what did they leave on the table? My interest in high-performing culture began with the thought, well, really the question, how much better can I be? How much better can I help others be? How much more could we get done together? How much more success could we achieve? How much more revenue might we be able to generate? How much more profit might we be able to generate? What might be and what might have been? Well, what might have been, I guess I would have to say, has always been my biggest apprehension, my biggest fear, my biggest potential regret of what might have been. And from that was born my lifelong fascination with the ideal outcome. The ideal outcome. The book I'll write one day will likely bear that title, The Ideal Outcome. It has been the focal point of, well, all of my working life from the time I was a teenager. I'm especially fixated on anticipating and pursuing the ideal outcome because I know that's where the joy and that's where the fun can be found. Because that's also where productivity and efficiency and effectiveness, it's where those things are found. Contrast that with the perspective that Van and many people like Van hold, control, constraints, restrictions. Everything goes through me, says Van to his team, because it's all about authority, it's all about power, and all the other behaviors that ensure that everybody understands he is the boss. Sadly, the reality for Van, the one that he has no awareness of at all, is that the more control he exerts, the less control he truly has. But, you know, I guess like many of us, maybe even most of us, he sees what he wants to see. Never mind that it isn't working. And never mind that it really isn't. It's not only not working for him, it's not working for the team, it's not working for anybody. So let's flip this thing and let's talk about how we can stop strangling people by growing ourselves as leaders, by growing others, and by making a difference in our organization through our positive impact on others. And don't shut it down because you think, well, this is all just a bunch of kumbaya kind of stuff. No, this is real world, get it done kind of stuff. This is not just merely coming to work and having a really good feeling. Good leaders require good work. It is a reasonable, it is a correct expectation. First and foremost, they look in the mirror and they expect it of themselves. And to accomplish that work, people have the right to be free to perform well. Now, they also have the right to expect resources that can afford them the opportunity to succeed in achieving good, if not great, work. And yes, it necessarily means that they may also not always get it right, but they can learn. I'm not a big user of TikTok, but I did see a story just this morning. There's some professor of IT and computer science, and he posted something on TikTok that is kind of catching on and growing more viral, and for good reason. He makes a comment that not only does he allow his students to bring in their notes to the final exam, even on quizzes, he's like, they take every quiz twice. I want them to take it, and if they miss things, I want them to be able to take it a second time so that they can fix what they got wrong the first time. It's called learning. It's how they can learn, and they'll remember. And they're taking notes all throughout the semester, throughout the class. So at the finals, I tell them, bring your notes, bring your notebook. It's not about command and control. It's about them learning. It's about them being better. Well, I would dare say that he's having a positive impact on his students. One of the biggest hurdles to good work is organizational constraint. It's all those speed bumps. It's all those roadblocks that we put in the way of people because we think that command and control, that's the path forward. The reality is when we free people to think, when we free people to behave, when we free people to act in ways where they can achieve more, we free them up to be more creative and to figure out how to do things better. And in turn, that relieves management of the unnecessary burdens of command and control. That wraps up season 2020, episode 40. We got 40 in the can this year. I saw the number and I thought, you know, I don't think I did very well this year. I don't think I got very many episodes. And I didn't. I didn't get as many as I wanted to. In fact, I had a few more planned for the end of the year, but, I'm without excuse, but I'll use the same one that you're going to use and we all going to use, and that's 2020 and the pandemic and all that. I do have, just very briefly, many thanks to give. First and foremost, I'm thankful to God in heaven for all the blessings that I've got, the ones that you've got, the one that all humankind has. I'm thankful to family. I'm thankful to clients. I'm really, really thankful to clients this year. Thankful for clients every year, but especially so this year. I'm thankful for the prospect of 2021 and the opportunities that I think lie ahead. I'm doing a little bit of pivoting. You can find more about that if you want to go to the website, growgreat.com. And under that navigation tab that says the Peer Advantage, just noodle around there if you were so disposed. I'm thankful for you, the podcast listener, because without you, I'm just a guy sitting in a room by himself talking into a microphone. This is Grow Great, the podcast. I'm glad that you're here, and I look forward to next year and getting a bit more on track, more focused. It's the name of the game, constant improvement, right? Grow Great is about helping you establish and sustain high-performing culture. It's about your ability to do that in your own career, for your own team, your own group, your own organization. My name's Randy Cantrell. Greetings and welcome and happy holidays from inside the Yellow Studio.